That's the sound of Paul Blanchard's heat. It's a boiler powered by a natural gas-fueled burner. But before last winter,
we had oil heat and heated with oil up until last year when the Norwich Public Utilities ran gas to all the houses in my neighborhood. And it's the best thing we ever did.
Blanchard's oil heat bills used to run about $1,300 for the season.
And I paid less than half of that last year with natural gas.
The program that helped him switch to gas is called Energize Norwich, and since it began 3 years ago, 1,000 utility customers served by Norwich Public Utilities, that's NPU, have made the switch. Norwich has something only a handful of communities in Connecticut have, a municipal utility. NPU serves all the city's 22,000 electric customers, plus water, sewer, and gas customers. And that gives them a little more leeway to help people who want to convert to gas, says NPU General Manager John Bilda.
We can couple in new gas main extensions where, you know, water mains are being replaced or where sewer mains are being repaired or sewers are being extended.
And Bilda says NPU has very little additional overhead for new gas customers since they're already electric customers. So NPU's financing structure for the new gas mains is also less painful to consumers than the state's will be. Both programs put the burden of financing heating equipment on home and business owners, and both programs have rebates and low-interest financing available to help. But the state plan puts the main financial burden of running new gas lines on new ratepayers with 10 years of surcharges. Existing customers pick up a little of the tab. In Norwich, on the other hand, NPU is absorbing that cost through bonding, $11 million worth so far. Bilda says just having all those new customers brings in enough revenue to pay off the bonds.
The extensions do not cost the existing customers anything, and then the new customers. They don't pay any more than any other existing gas customer.
But NPU can't extend the gas line if there aren't enough takers. Getting the word out has turned out to be harder than they thought, even with financial incentives.
It's not enough, I don't believe, to just have a loan product sitting out there.
That's Tony Bouchard, the chief operating officer of a nonprofit clean energy marketing group called Smart Power. NPU has partnered with Smart Power and with Connecticut's Green Bank, whose official name is the Clean Energy Finance and Investment Authority, or CEFIA. They're using a community approach of neighbor telling neighbor. It's a low-tech tactic, but they've already been successful with it to promote solar power.
You actually have to figure out how to drive people to ask the question, should we be doing this? And that's most likely to happen when people around them have actually started talking about it. And that's the power of that community approach.
The strategies include going door-to-door, small get-togethers, and meeting like this recent one at the firehouse in the Yantic section of Norwich.
So again, I want to welcome everybody. Thank you for taking the time to come tonight. I want to talk about natural gas.
NPU wanted to gauge interest in adding gas mains in an area it plans to replace water pipes. Eugene Frainer and his neighbor had already been out rounding up neighbors even before the meeting.
We came up with about 6 to 8 of us that are willing to do this. So we're bringing material back to them because a lot of them couldn't make it this evening.
As for whether the state will adopt Smart Power and CEFIA's community approach, Tony Bouchard says no one's contacted her, but she'd love to have that conversation. Jan Ellen Spiegel, WSHU News.